The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours. Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, yeah. Buckle up and hold on tight. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my friend Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, my friend Junior.
It's time.
Subject, I don't know what happened. His ex-wife got a real Christmas tree is the subject of this letter for today. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm on my second marriage, and there's an issue in my marriage. My husband was married for 18 years, and he's got two daughters and joint custody of them. I have a daughter that lives with us. We've blended the family nicely, and his daughters are sweet to my daughter, but they like to remind her that their father is not her father. My husband is not good at setting boundaries for his ex-wife. When we started dating, he let me know that he and his ex are friends, and whatever he does for her is for his daughters. I can accept that, but when it gets to be too much, I step in to help him set boundaries. The other day, he told me that since his ex-wife and the girls moved into a new house, he wanted to buy his daughters a nice Christmas tree. I was against it, but then I realized his daughter's feelings.
Then I considered
his daughter's feelings, and I agreed to it. We got a little 7-foot artificial tree out of the storage room, and I went and bought new ornaments. Saturday, he told me he was picking up his daughters to get a tree, and he took my daughter with them. I wasn't invited. 2 hours after they left, my daughter posted a video on her Instagram story, and they were shopping for a real tree. They picked a giant, beautiful, real fluffy tree. I had assumed they would go to Walmart and buy an artificial tree. My daughter said they took the tree to his ex-wife's house, and he set it up for them. He set it up for them, and they decorated it together. I was crushed because I decorated our fake tree alone while they were gone. My husband always justifies things by saying that his daughter shouldn't suffer because he left their mother. Does he do it out of guilt? Will his ex-wife be forever a part of our family? Well, yeah, in a sense. She may not be a part of your family, okay, but she is the mother of your husband's daughters, and those are your stepdaughters. So the ex will always be in your life somehow, okay, as long as, you know, she's got the daughters and everything. You know, my issue is with you, though, really. I mean, this is kind of petty. You're worried about a Christmas tree here. I think you're saying it's about that. But what it really is that you don't want your man over there and you don't want him over there doing stuff for them, like putting up the tree as a family. I think you're jealous when where this is concerned. But I'm telling you, don't be insecure because he still wants to spend time with his daughters. That means he's a good dad. OK, he's right. He left their mom, not his kids. So he wants to continue to show up in their life for them as their father. He and the ex don't have anything going on. I mean, if you guys can afford it, why don't you, you know, if there's something wrong with your tree, why don't you and your husband and the girls go out and get a tree? You didn't have to stay there and decorate the tree by yourself. You could have waited until they came home and you guys could have done it together. You know, he just went with the girls to get a new tree. You need to talk to him if you have a problem with how he's moving right now. But he sounds like a father who's just trying to do the right thing to me. As crazy as that all seems, it sounds, yeah, I don't have a problem with this. Steve?
Well, it's a twofold situation in my eyes. He's being a good dad and he's being punished for that, but he's doing it and he's making a couple of mistakes the way he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, when y'all, this is both of y'all's second marriage. He set this whole thing up by telling you that, you know, look, well, I'm going to do stuff with a daughter, and I'm going to do stuff for my daughter, and I'm going to do stuff for her. But the reason I'm doing it for her is for my daughter. He set all of this up with you in the beginning. Because he's active in their life as he should be. Now, you all say you all have blended the family together nicely, but the daughters are sweet to your daughter, but they always remind her that ain't your daddy. They do that. Kids gonna be kids. They're gonna jockey for position. Your husband is not good with setting boundaries for his ex-wife, and his ex-wife is flexing because she has two kids with him. And she's taking advantage of it. Now, let's get to the whole thing about what this letter's about. His ex got a real Christmas tree. First of all, when he picked up the daughter, when he picked up his two daughters, and he took your daughter, which is his daughter, which is to with his biological daughters, because he wanted to get them a tree because they had moved into a new house. Well, now, here's the problem you made, dog. When you took your daughter from your new wife with you, and she posted it on a story, so I'm assuming that these might be teenage kids if they can post on stories and stuff.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Wait, say that one more time, Steve, about the daughters.
What?
I just wanted you to say that one more time, what you said about the daughters. He has two daughters with his ex. He has two daughters with his ex, and then the wife had a daughter. The new wife has a daughter. Second wife has a daughter. Okay.
But see, that's his daughter. He has three daughters now.
He can't separate
them. Mm-hmm. If you separate them, they will help you separate them.
Yeah,
make
that's what the deal is. Uh-huh. When I come back, I'm going to tell you the mistake he's making with this.
Yeah.
He's a great dad, but he's making a mistake.
All right, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is his ex-wife got a real Christmas tree. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
How many times have you arrived in Orlando and suddenly realized you forgot the kids? But then you remember, you had no intention of bringing the kids. You are in Orlando to enjoy yourself. It's an amazing opportunity to have fun and experience all the fun Orlando has to offer. Sure, Orlando is known as the theme park capital of the world, but there's so much more to this destination. It's the place where adults can become kids again, and happy hour happens any hour, with never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, and outdoor adventures from zip lining to its beautiful natural springs. And, of course, fireworks every single night. Plus, you have loads of entertainment options, see unique neighborhoods, and can even visit their blossoming arts and culture. Orlando has everything for an amazing getaway with your loved ones or friends, including exciting thrill rides, lush, lazy rivers, and world-class golf and spas. Yes, there's more to see, do, and experience than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, his ex-wife got a real Christmas tree.
Okay, so on the break, I read this letter again. This man was married to this woman for 18 years and they got two daughters. His ex-wife were married 18 years and they got two daughters. So I'm going to assume that these two daughters are teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they got Instagram and they posting stories.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
The woman he's married to now who's writing this letter, she has a daughter from her previous marriage. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old she is, but they treat her nicely. But they do remind her that he's not your real daddy. That's our real daddy. But they treat her nicely, and you all have blended, and they're sweet to the girl. Okay, cool. So we got that out the way. Now, the man set this up by telling you, listen, I'm going to do some things for my wife, my ex-wife, because we're friends, but everything I do for her is because of the daughters. You are okay with that. Now let's get to what the problem is. It's a Christmas tree. He, the ex-wife, and the two daughters have moved into a new house. He wants to get them a nice tree for their house for Christmas. Okay. So he takes your daughter, which is his daughter, from this marriage, Christmas tree shopping with his daughters from his previous marriage. And he goes and buys them a real Christmas tree. Big old fluffy tree. You done went to the storage room and went on there and got that little ragged ass Sears tree. 7 feet tall.
Sears.
That's in the box.
Man.
That's in the box that you've been putting up for years. And so now you bought some ornaments for the tree, some new ornaments. They went tree shopping. You look on Instagram, your daughter done posted, they bought a tree. They take the tree to his ex-wife's house where his daughters live. They set the tree up and they all decorate it. Now, you said earlier they went Christmas tree shopping and you weren't invited.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was just him and the girls, so that's cool. Because the tree is for the girls. But it's at the ex-wife's house. I mean, that's where they stay.
That's where they live, yeah.
So in a way, this would be cool. Here's the mistake he's making. You got to not make them kids feel and see a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to go above and beyond in treating them the same and equal. This is not your stepdaughter. This is your daughter. If the daughters get a real tree, everybody get a real tree.
Yeah.
See, he should have bought 2 real trees is what he should have did.
Yeah.
Because you can't make the quote-unquote stepdaughter feel step. See, the reason we never used the word step in our family was because when you say stepchild, it's usually like a step down. And it's like a step down from the level that the regular children are on. That's why we never use that term. Mm. So now, but you can't let them see or feel the difference. Now, if his daughter's got a big, fluffy Christmas tree, he should have got a big Christmas tree at his house, too. That's the mistake he made.
Yes.
That would have cleared this whole thing up. Mm. And, bro, that's all you got to do. Everybody got to get equal and like treatment, period.
Yeah.
And you can't have your new wife feeling some kind of way because you're doing all this extra stuff for your ex-wife. Because that's how she's looking at that, too. Mm-hmm. Oh, she got a tree, and y'all all decorate the tree together. I didn't know you was going to go over there and put it up and decorate it together. I wanted to surprise y'all when you came home. Y'all come home late. I done decorated the tree by myself, and y'all ass was over there having family time. What?
Right.
Yep. You see why she's... Now, she going to be upset about that, dog. And this is your fault. Because you got to do everything equal. If you're over there having hot chocolate, you got to come home have hot chocolate.
Wait a minute. What?
You done bought the vodka pound cake from Neiman Marcus over there?
Yeah.
You got to come in your house with the vodka pound cake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, see, that's what you got to do. That's the mistake you making. And you've got to sit your husband down and say, hey, listen, we can't feel... Mm-hmm. Like we're second-class citizens when it comes to special events, while your ex and your biological children get all the perks.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's unfair. So you can do whatever you want to do for them. I'm not stopping you. But you needed to start doing the same thing over here. See that real big fluffy tree? That was beautiful, but that would look good in this house too.
Yeah, they should go get one.
Mm. Yeah.
See, because they had a new house, he feel like they should get a new tree. You got to get to everybody else a new tree, though.
Something, a thought came to my head, because a lot of mothers have mom guilt. Do dads have dad guilt
well?
Is that what he's dealing with, dad guilt as well?
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they
don't hear a lot about it.
He said in the letter, they can't pay because I left their mother.
Right. Right, I left their mother, not them. Mm-hmm.
See, but then also now, you got to be careful of the Disney dad syndrome, too.
Yeah, exactly.
See, when you do see the kids, you can't be Disney dad. And then all of a sudden, when you go home to your family, ain't no Disney.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an old tree.
No, man, No, you got to be in Disney dad mode all the way around, boy, bro.
Yeah. All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie? pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.